Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jones and Keith here on WEEI. Talking Bruins to start the show. Jim Montgomery out, as you heard here yesterday. In the final, I don't know, 20 minutes or so. Right under the gun, Keith. Good timing yesterday.
We had it.
But you heard it here on Jones and Keefe yesterday on WEEI. Uh-huh. What do the Bruins do now? Who's under the most pressure? And are Neely and Sweeney now in the crosshairs? You can jump in, 617-779-7937. Legitimately very good win for the Celtics last night. And I don't think, Keith, either of us were under the impression that the Cavs were a true threat to the Celtics in the East. I think when we talked this through yesterday, we both said Celtics and Cavs, seven-game series, Eastern Conference Final, will give the Cavs a game.
Yeah.
It might be a competitive gentleman's sweep.
Might be
but
fun.
We'd give them a game.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I'm doing that anymore.
Taking the game away?
I might. Yeah. I thought there was a chance Cleveland cared more about that game last night. And so just because we didn't think Cleveland was a threat, I did think Cleveland had a real shot to win last night's game.
Oh, yeah,
NBA Cup, they're undefeated. It's a one-off, all these things. I was encouraged. The Celtics came out ready to play. You've heard me. I've been very critical of their defense. I don't care if they gave up 117. I think their defense was largely pretty good last night. They fell asleep a little bit in the third quarter, but they came out ready to defend.
Yeah.
They were knocking down shots again, as they do. That's a nice win. And if that's the biggest threat in the East, they don't have a threat in the East.
Well, I do think both things can be true. I think Cleveland can be the second best team in the Eastern Conference and also not be a huge threat because the rest of the East is falling apart. You have the Philadelphia 76ers, Tyrese Maxey telling Joel Embiid to show up on time, please, because he's not showing up on time and stuff. You have the Bucks, just a disaster. Nobody else is really ready for it, right? Maybe, you know, like the Magic or the Pacers or these, like, they're not ready. You probably need the Knicks to, like, get everything together and play perfectly, just roster-wise, for them maybe to be a threat. But I really like Donovan Mitchell, but you can tell he doesn't have a ton of help. He individually is a badass, and he's a scorer, and if he had a little bit more help, you might take him a little bit more seriously. But the big guys kind of are what they are, right? Like Evan Mobley puts up good numbers, and
was good last night.
He was good.
And I kind of poo-pooed him yesterday. I'm like, I know people in the league really like Evan Mobley. I thought Mobley played decently well.
Mobley and Allen are both good players. And
Garland stinks. I tried to tell you this yesterday. Garland is trash.
Well, Yahoo Sports thinks he's the most underrated player in the league.
I think Pritchard's bad. I'm not even joking. I'd take Pritchard over
so
him.
So Garland won't be that bad, I can't imagine, again. He was 3 of 21 from the field. He was horrible. Pritchard was way better yesterday.
He has no soul when it comes to shooting. Like, he doesn't have a feel that I'm the number two on the team. Mitchell wasn't shooting great, but Mitchell's a killer.
He is
he's awesome. Garland doesn't understand. He doesn't have
fire when ready.
And continued to shoot. He has no conscience.
Yeah.
So that's what bothers me about his game. I would take Pritchard over him.
I do, and this kind of showed its face a little bit in their run in the third quarter, which made it close. I kind of like their bench. George Niang, who... I think he's like a Haverhill guy, played Tilton High School up in New Hampshire. Does not look like a pro player, right? Like,
no.
But he's not bad. He's crafty.
He's frumpy.
He is frumpy.
Frumpy is the word I would use.
Ty Jerome, oddly enough about Ty Jerome, didn't take a three last night. He's shooting like 55% from three on the season.
He's never open. They guarded him.
They covered him. And he was actually a little bit niftier around the basket than I gave him credit for. And then Craig Porter was also, like, there are three guys off the bench.
Can I tell you?
Solid.
Craig Porter, I watched that game for maybe a half before I realized that wasn't Kevin Porter Jr.
You're like,
I saw Porter Jr. out there.
Michael Porter Jr. or Kevin Porter Jr.?
Kevin Porter.
There's Porters all over the place.
Porter's everywhere.
Porter.
I think Kevin Porter Jr.
Were they all juniors too?
Yeah, maybe.
They're all juniors.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Porter Jr.
That's
maybe
bizarre.
Go mix in a Porter the second.
That is
But anyway,
is
yeah,
very
no,
bizarre.
Look, they're deep, but their problem is Donovan Mitchell on any given night can be the best guy on the floor. He wasn't last night. That was Tatum.
At
any given night, Mitchell can go off and win a game because he can be the best player on the floor, but it's a drop. The Cavs have a lot of nice players. They don't have another guy.
No, they have one all-star, all-NBA type player, and then the other three guys, Mobley, Allen, and Garland, are solid. Like, I think Garland made an all-star team. Maybe Allen might have, like, just when you need big guys. Maybe. I forget if he made an all-star team. But that's sort of what you have in those guys. And also, you saw how the Celtics pretty much controlled the game. And Mobley had 22 points. Allen chipped in with 10. And no Porzingis. And you and I, to our credit, pat us on the back, we've never once said, well, wait till Porzingis gets back. Or, like, what? They don't need him. They won a title without him.
Sam Van Gundy was doing that on TNT last night. He's like, wait till they get Porzingis back. I'm like, they might, and he could leave again, and why are we even thinking about that?
I am not going to bank on it, but let's say hypothetically you play the Cavs in a seven-game series, and that happens to be a seven-game series where Porzingis is healthy. I don't think Mobley's as good.
Nope.
They got a million point paints yesterday to sort of make the game close, right? I don't think you get a million point paints, paint points, if you have Porzingis out there. So, yeah, that was...
No, your guy Kata struggled with their size last night.
100%.
That was a struggle for him, and whatever. He's a bench player, and he's a guy who may or may not be in your rotation.
No, he did.
But he had issues with their size last night.
Horford was great. You know, Horford was sticking threes, and he had one of his best games of the season. But, yeah, I mean, in that series in particular, I believe that, you know, Porzingis would make, a clean sweep if you had him. If you don't have him, maybe Mitchell goes off for a game. Maybe they steal one in Cleveland or something like that. But, you know, it's their first loss of the season. We went over it yesterday. I mean, 15-0 is still 15-0.
Yep.
Warriors, who was it? Warriors, Lakers, and one other game.
Knicks.
So, like, they had some quality wins. They were, I think... Maybe they put a lot of pressure on themselves for this game. This is probably the one they had circled, being like, hey, if we want to do anything, we have to beat the Celtics.
Advance in the NBA Cup.
We got to move on in the NBA Cup. All the guys want it. You heard Mazzullo pregame. He definitely wants the Cup. He does not want the Cup.
I don't know. I mean, it seemed like the Celtics wanted to play. It might have been to take away the 15-0.
Yeah, I think so.
But they might still want to go to Vegas, Keith. I wouldn't rule that out. I wouldn't rule out they want to go to Vegas.
Possible.
So here's what I would tell you about last night. Celtics started 14-22 from three, and they were running away from Cleveland. You knew that was going to normalize. You knew the Cavs were going to make a run, and it did. That living and dying by the three, I think you saw it within a game. They survived it last night, but I think you saw it. And their threes were down. I mean, they only took 41. It was not an absurd number. It was actually well below their season average.
Right.
But you saw within a game how quickly that can turn. Because when they're making threes, nobody can keep up with them. That's clear.
It's like not fair.
But when the threes stop happening, Cleveland was right back. It was a two-point game. Mitchell had a three at one point to tie it. Like, they're right back in the game when the threes start drying up. So that is something to keep an eye on, and that's the danger of living and dying by the three. But credit to the Celtics. They only took 41 last night. They're averaging, I think, 51 a night.
One thing I don't think is sustainable for the Cavs is they put up a graphic yesterday, and through 15 games, they had their top three-point shooters. And I mentioned Ty Jerome shooting 55%. They also had, like, another four or five guys shooting, like, 42% or better.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to come down.
Oh, yeah.
Like, maybe Mitchell will be right around there, but, like, those other guys for the whole season aren't going to shoot that well. We talked about it before the game. You know, their three-point shots are up, but their percentage is fantastic. Like, that's going to level out over the course of a season.
617-779-7937. You can jump in here. On Jones and Keefe, we will carry Don Sweeney live when he hits the podium at Bruins practice, his reaction to Jim Montgomery being fired. News you heard here first yesterday on Jones and Keefe on WEEI. We'll continue with the Celtics. You like Angry Tatum last night? That's the Jason Tatum I wanted against the Golden State Warriors. You got him last night. We'll get to it next.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.